Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brett McMurphy going to join us here, college football insider for Stadium Network. Brett, good morning. It's amazing. The month of July might have changed college football and the face of it for a long time, possibly at the end of this month as well. But good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Brett, boy, what's your take on Oklahoma and Texas? And do you see them in the SEC making that move and that announcement here soon?
Yeah, it's expected to happen this week. It could actually happen as soon as today. The Big 12 Executive Committee, which includes the president and Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, finally got in. Was able to have a conversation with presidents from Oklahoma and Texas yesterday. They basically made it clear that, you know, why are you guys trying to leave? What do you need to stay? How can we make this work? But I think the feeling is still that, you know, this decision has been made. Source told me that Oklahoma and Texas first made contact with the SEC back in December to kick the tires to see if the SEC would have interest in adding the Sooners and Longhorns. And basically, I was told at that point that the schools were in lockstep, that they were leaving the conference. The only question is where they were going to end up. The SEC was their number one choice. And they've got to the point now where, like you said, this month or certainly next week or the week after, that they will formally notify the Big 12, and then they will apply for membership to the SEC, which they will be granted. And then they'll have to figure out if they want to wait until their media rights deal expires after the 2024 football season, or if the lawyers get involved, make a lot of money, and reach a settlement, and they join the SEC as early as 2022.
Wow. All right, and the follow-up to that is, could we see Michigan, Ohio State, and not just that, but Florida State and Clemson follow? You buying that could happen too?
No, that's not going to. No, because the Big Ten is the only league that's really, you know, on par or close to the SEC as far as the amount of money they make from their TV deals. It wouldn't make a lot of sense for Michigan or Ohio State to come to the SEC. And I don't think the SEC is looking to add beyond 16. As far as the ACC schools, including Miami, they've got a grant of rights deal, TV deal, through 2036. So that's a 15 more years. So that's a lot more drastic than what Oklahoma and Texas are doing, because they're only looking at 3 or 4 years. 15 years is a whole other ballgame. So the question is, what's going to happen around the country to the other leagues? What happens to the Big 12? And I think it is as simple. Does the Big 10 decide to stay at 14? Does the ACC decide to stay at, you know, 14 and a half, including Notre Dame? Does the Pac-12 decide to stay at 12? If those guys all stay at 12, or excuse me, all stay at their current membership numbers, then the remaining members of the Big 12 will survive. If they decide they need to get up to 16, then the Big 12 will implode and be scattered all over the country, and we'll be left with four power conferences.
Well, you just brought up the Big 12. Can they survive without Texas, Oklahoma? Could they, you know, bring other teams in or move around, or is that just going to kind of kill a Big 12 at this point if those two teams leave?
Well, you look at the available teams for the ACC, for the Big Ten, for the Pac-12. If they're going to add to their membership, they're going to look to add schools that are in Power Five conferences. So I guess the Big Ten could try to grab somebody from the ACC because they make more money. But again, the ACC teams are locked in for the next 15 years. So that doesn't make sense. So the most likely candidates for the Big Ten would be Kansas and Iowa State because they're AAU members, they're universities, that's prestigious academic standing that the Big Ten covets. That gets them to 16. The ACC, geography reasons, regenerate the Pitt-West Virginia rivalry. You could add West Virginia to the ACC. That would get you a 15th football member. And then you leave a placeholder for Notre Dame if they decide to change their mind. And then the Pac-12, they don't have a lot of options. But if they really want to get to 16, they could take the remaining Texas schools, TCU, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State, to get to 16. So if any of those conferences decide to make that move, then the Big 12, there won't be a Big 12 anymore. The American may try to – I mean, the one school that gets left out, which I doubt is probably interest to your listeners in Miami, is Kansas State, but they may have to end up going to the American or something like that. The American has said they're going to be proactive. They're going to try to go get some teams. But the bottom line is the teams left over in the Big 12, make $20 or $30 million per year per team in media rights. The American is making about $5 or $6 million. So those guys are not going to leave the Big 12 for the American unless simply they have no other home, because they're going to take a huge hit money-wise as far as their television rights.
Brett, I want to ask you, does this put any more pressure? This is a broken record question I'm getting ready to ask. Is this going to put any more pressure on Notre Dame to finally become a full-time member of the ACC, or same old story?
No, I don't. And kind of how we talked, they went up to the 12-team playoff. As long as there's a path to the playoff for at-large teams and or an independent like Notre Dame, they really don't need to make that move. I know it's hard for a lot of people to realize that. A lot of people think Notre Dame should have to join a conference, be like everybody else. But that's what they like, that they're not like everybody else, that they're an independent, that they can do their own thing, they can manage their own schedule. The only way they would consider it, and I think this is several years down the road, is if the money that they are missing out on by not being in a conference, would say, well, okay, for an independent, we're making $10 to $15 million less a year than if we were in a conference. If it got to that point, then I think they would consider it. But again, Notre Dame's they're already working on, doing daily show or series on Netflix and different things like that to make additional revenue. So again, it's just independence is so important in Notre Dame, and as far as they have a path to the playoffs, and there's no indication. We haven't got the 12-team playoff, so I doubt we're going to blow it up because of expansion and realignment. But I fully expect we have a 12-team playoff, and there will be a 6 slots for at-large teams. And again, as we talked about last time, Notre Dame doesn't have to play a conference championship game. And so they just look at it like, look, if we're good enough, we'll be in a playoff. We'll probably host a first-round game. That will be the equivalent of a conference championship game. That'll be our 13th game. If we win that, then we're in the final 8 with everybody else that has played 13 or 14 games, and, let's see how we compete.
Brett, it's a good time to be Vanderbilt or Arkansas, Kentucky in the SEC, right, if you're kind of on, one of those bottom teams, South Carolina, who had a bad season last year. If this gets added in here, it's just more money for everybody at this point. But it'd also be nice to see Texas A&M, maybe even an Oklahoma-Alabama regular season game. Like, this is going to be absolutely ridiculous if this gets done.
Yeah, I mean, it's the for the TV, it's going to be great, obviously. Right. I mean, you just look, you know, Texas and Texas A&M, again, playing on an annual basis. You know, what's ironic is actually Alabama, I'm not sure, it's sometime in the next decade, in the 30s. That sounds crazy to say that. But I believe Alabama had already signed home-and-home deals with, like, Oklahoma and Texas, so now those will be conference games. But, yeah, you look at the landscape of the SEC, and you know, it's going to get even tougher. And some people have asked me, why is Oklahoma going to leave the Big 12 where they've won the league 4 years in a row? They can make the playoffs every year. That doesn't make sense. And I'm like, well, the reason is, if you win the Big 12, you're in the playoffs. If you lose the Big 12 championship, you're not really guaranteed a spot in the playoff. But if you look back the last 7 years of the college football playoff, I went back and looked at it. If we would have had a 12-team playoff in place, it would have been 3 years that the SEC would have got four teams in the playoff.
Wow.
So if Oklahoma doesn't win the SEC, if you're one of the top three or four teams, you still got a pretty good shot to get in the playoff. That's not the case in the Big 12. And also, it just provides financial security for your athletic department, not for the next 10 years, but for the next 50 years. And I think that's why Oklahoma and Texas are doing this. They feel like we're going to get to a point where there's a lot of 16-team super conferences, and you want to be part of the first group of picks so you kind of can choose your destination, or do you want to wait till the end and you're kind of, you know, getting what's left, which may not be as attractive.
Brett, it sounds like you think the Big 12 will be just about done, huh? You look like it might disappear.
If those conferences decide to expand, yeah. I mean, the unknown is, will they want to do that? I mean, it's not automatic that they want to go to 16, because, again, the reason you expand your conference is to add more value per team to your conference. I don't know if necessarily adding Iowa State and Kansas will add more value to the Big Ten per team. You've got more mouths to feed at the table. Yeah. Are you adding more revenue so that each team will make more money? I don't know the answer to that. The ACC adding West Virginia, I'm not so certain that will add more value per school. So do you balance that out over the knowing the security of having a 16-team league? Or are you simply looking at the best model to make the most money? So I don't think it's definite. But you know, if it does happen, then, yeah, the Big 12 is done.
Wow. Brett, it's always great having you, man. Really appreciate
thanks,
you coming
Brett.
On to break it all down for us. You take care and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Brett McMurphy, Stadium Network, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
God, wow.
Big 12, goodbye?
Well, listen, selfishly, this is real selfish.
Yeah.
Florida State and Clemson, stay home, if he's right. Keep the ACC.
Just keep it intact.
Yeah.
Not have, you know, problems.
Notre Dame, man. Notre Dame sitting back going, hey, as long as we got this playoff, we're doing just fine. We're good. Get a little ACC meet.
Notre Dame is never going to join a conference.
Got that NBC money coming in for the games that are doing that, but we'll still give the ACC enough football games to keep you around.
Yeah, tease them enough where they get a little check. Right. Yeah.
Get that. Huh. And you go to 12, we're getting in every year. They go to 12-team playoff, Notre Dame. If the tie goes to the runner, the tie goes to Notre Dame. If
it's the same thing that pisses off Hollywood every year about when they get in there. They bring them in because they also are close enough and they bring in a lot of fans.
We got a lot more. We'll check in on the text machine, see what everybody's talking about this morning. 305-567-0560. Take a quick break. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.